You want me to ask the blessing, honey? She didn't answer. I bowed my head and made the sign of the cross and asked God to bless the food. I looked up at her and started eating. She was not eating. Still mad, huh? I'm just thinking, she said. I ate and looked at her. I heard from him, she said. He won't give me a divorce unless he can see his children every weekend. My head started throbbing again. When did you hear from him? Yesterday. I was going to tell you today when I saw you. He's still in Texas? Yes. And I suppose he has heard about us. I suppose so. And that's to keep us from going away. I suppose so. That son of a bitch, I said. All of a sudden, he needs to see his children every weekend. I put down my fork. I didn't feel like eating anymore. I'm going to leave, I said. You don't have to. I don't want to give him any more fuel to work with. Suit yourself. Don't you think that's best? It doesn't matter, she said. We get hurt no matter what happens. She picked at her food, but she didn't eat. I sat there looking at her. I need you, honey, I told her. I need you to stand with me. He's got only a few more weeks. I need you now more than ever. She didn't answer. She held the fork in her hand, but she did not bring it up to her mouth. Well, I better go, I said. She didn't look at me. Honey, suppose someone said something about you. Would you want me to just walk away? Again, nothing from her. Honey, you have anything in here to drink? I asked her. Bottle in that cabinet, she said. Honey, you gonna fix me a drink? She didn't move. I got up from the table and got the bottle of Old Forester out of the cabinet. It was 3/4 full. You want one, honey?
No.
I poured myself a double, then I added some water from the pitcher in the refrigerator. Still mad, huh? I said, after I sat down.
Never was mad, just disgusted.
About the same thing, I said. I'll finish my drink and leave.
That's up to you.
I love you, honey, and I need you, but I'm only human.
One day I'll bring flowers to the graveyard, she said.
It's not you talking, honey.
No,
she said, looking up at me. She had been holding it in a long time, and now she was going to let it out. I saw it coming as soon as I spoke.
What is me? She said. Tell me, what is me?
Honey,
no. Tell me, she said. Who am I? Who are you? Who are we? Tell me.
All I know is I love you, I said.
That's not enough, she said. What is love?
Honey,
what is it?
She asked.
That bed? That's love?
Honey, please.
No. Give me some answers. Give me some answers. Today. Today I want answers.
Honey, I love you.
That's no answer. I don't know what you mean by love. That bed? The cane field? What is love? Tell me what love is.
I didn't know what to say. Nothing I would say was going to change anything. I'll leave, I said.
Sure, that's the easy way out. Leave.
Well, what do you want? What the hell do you want from me? What the hell do you all want from me?
I don't know what the others want. I just want something I don't have.
I've done my best, I said.
No, you have not, she said. In bed for a few moments is not enough.
Is that all I've ever given you? Is that all?
What else? Any consideration?
I got up from the table. I jerked a towel from my head and slammed it down on my plate. You can have your goddamn red beans and rice and towel and everything else. Damn this shit. I went to the front door and jerked it open, and there was the screen. And through the screen, I could see outside into the darkness, and I didn't want to go out there. There was nothing outside this house that I cared for. Not school, not home, not my aunt, not the quarter, not anything else in the world. I don't know how long I stood there looking out into the darkness. A couple of minutes, I suppose. Then I went back into the kitchen. I knelt down and buried my face in her lap.